Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a schus for Moriv Rabbi Shalita, the Talmud Rebbe, upon whom this shiur is based. Words that he said, Parshas in Shvi Shal Pesach, in the year Tavshanayin Beis. It says in Psikta Zutrusa, in Parshas Bishalach, Zekeli Van Veyu, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, how do you know that a shifcha saw al hayam what Yeshaya and Yecheskel didn't see? Because it says Zekeli van Vehu, and then the Medrash goes on to compare Psukim said by Navi, which is a lesser level of Re'iya. But here it's Mamish Zekeli van Vehu, and the Medrash concludes Aval al Hayam Kulam Ra'u Ve'amru Zekeli van Vehu. The Yam, everybody saw, even a Shifcha al Hayam. So we have to understand, where do you see that a Shifcha saw the Shechina al Hayam? Maybe only the Jewish people saw. Maybe only they said Zekeli van Veyu. Maybe only they were Zocha, not the Shifcha. And it also makes sense. How many Shifchas were there? There were probably very few Shifchas. The Jewish people were themselves Meshubit in Mitzrayim, to the Mitzrayim. And they didn't have Shifchas. And even when the Makkos started to take effect, and they weren't working anymore, but the Jews were still Meshubit, where are they going to get the Mitzri Shifchios from? Shifchos Mitzrios from? So the Pasuk is probably talking about the vast majority of the Jews and not those singular Shifchos. So where do you see this big Chiddush that a Shifcha saw al Hayam what Yecheskel didn't see, what Yeshaya didn't see? Well, the MS in the Sefer HaKadosh Sfas Emes, Pesach Tefresh Ben Beis, Dibur Maschel Vayomer, he writes, the Dafka Moshe and Bnei Yisrael said the Shira, not the Erev Rav. It's a big Chiddush. But according to the Sfas Emes, we have a bigger Kasha now. If only Moshe Rabbeinu and the Jewish people and Bnei Yisrael said Shira, how do we know that Zekeli van Veyu was said by everybody, even by the Shifchas? So therefore we have to say that Chazal are teaching us that that's the Derech of Torah. Not to leave anybody behind, not even a Shifcha that joined the Jewish people. And if the Jewish people pointed and said Zekeli van Veyu, it must be that the Shifcha also took part in this, because the Shifcha is Kinyan Kaspam. The Shifcha is like an Eved Kenayni who eats Truma. And in this way the Shifchas were different than the Erev Rav, who didn't nullify themselves, who weren't Mevatel themselves to the Jewish people. Mashen Kena Shifcha, that she's betela legabe aduneha, she's batel to her master, and therefore since her master says Zekeli van Veyu, she also said it. So from here we learn that the Torah wants that all of the Jewish people who are very miyuchas should lower himself from his elevated plateau and join even the most simple Shifcha Kenainis. And therefore, God didn't show himself only to the Jewish people, but even to those who were ancillary, who were secondary to the Jewish people, even to the Shifchas. And there was a Maisa many years ago with the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal, that one of his Hasidim, Reb Shneur Chaim Gutnik, the father of the famous Reb Gutnik, the big Baal Tzedaka, who was a rabbi in Australia. And in those days, Australia was a midbar shmama. It was a barren desert with respect to ruchnias. So he wanted this Rav Gutnik to make a kinos, to make a gathering for Jewish women and talk about mitzvahs that relate to Jewish women. And the Rebbe said that you have to publicize this gathering many places that people come. And Rav Gutnik invested a great deal of koach, both in money and in personal effort, and he borrowed a lot of money, and he rented a big beautiful hall, and he publicized this big gathering. And when the big day of the gathering came, he stood next to the hall and he waited for everybody to come, and to his great disappointment, not a soul came. And only at the end of the night, he was already about to leave, one lady came. And of course he spoke to this lady and told him what he wanted to tell all the ladies who he wished had come. And he was mechazik her as much as he could. But he was so upset, he was so disappointed. So as we know, the way of the Rebbe of Chabad was to ask his shluchim to give him reports on everything, both large and small. And certainly, this is something you have to tell the Rebbe, but Rav Gudnik, Rav Shneur Chaim Gudnik, didn't want to tell the Rebbe, because he said, it's enough that I had so much tzar, why should I be mitzar the Rebbe? So he went with Sheval Tyson, he didn't say anything. After a few days, one of the secretaries called him up and says, the Rebbe frecked. The Rebbe asks, what happened with your big gathering? And he told the Gabbai exactly what happened. And he said, I don't want to be mitzar the Rebbe. So after a few days, he got a letter from the Rebbe. And at the end it said, Gam l'Moshe Rabbeinu haisa rak eim achas. Moshe Rabbeinu only had one mother. And when Rav Gudnik was mamik b'divrei kacho, he understood that the Rebbe with his great chachma was finding a way to strengthen him. You think everything you did was for naught, it's not true. One woman is enough to raise a leader of the Jewish people. And that's what the Rebbe meant, only Moshe Rabbeinu had only one mother. And Taka, we know today that in Australia there's quite a bit of Yiddishkeit. It all starts with one, but it goes into many, many, many. And now we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu worried about even the Shifcha Kenainis, that she shouldn't be a Chutz L'Mechitza as long as she's Batal to Klal Yisrael. And from this we learn that that's the idea of Shvi Shel Pesach, to teach us how to relate to everybody, that nobody should be left outside. Certainly not those members of the Jewish people proper. We see even a Shifcha, and in that Schus we should be Zoch B'Karov to see the Geula. So this is the Divrei Torah that Mori Rabbi Shlita said on the first night, on the Psichas HaYontif, on the night of Shvi Shel Pesach, when it started, the beginning of the night. And then in the Tish, later on, he explained the Payet, the famous Payet that we say, many people say, to Bris Mila Yom Liabasha, written by Rabbi Yehuda Levi. So it says there, L'mizos Nir Shemes, Haker Nadvar Emes, L'miha Chosemes U'l'miha Psilim. So l'chor we have to understand, it says L'mi Zos Nir Shemes, Zos is Lashon Nekeva. So this Rishima is a remes to the Oz Bris Kodesh, and the Psilim are a remes to the Tzitzis. So it says L'mi Zos, it should say Zeh. This Bris Mila is Nir Shemes for Zeh, for the boy. Just like a psilim is a remez to the tzitzis, that's a boy, so to the bris mila. So what's this zos nir shemes? The explanation is based on what the Nesivas HaMishpat writes in his Perish Maisa Nisim Lagoda Shel Pesach on the Pasuch HaYisuyu Delekotcho, that Chazal Darshan HaNachshon, that he went up to his nose in the sea, and it says the Nesivas, V'omro hoy selo shenikev l'ramis kiyuda nimshach acharabor, Shenikar mimenu v'hu tamar shegam ken kitcha shem shamayim v'mashal gilsa l'mi harsach shlehu shlecha l'or. So it says ha'isa Yehuda l'kachoy, that it's a remes to Nachshon from Shevet Yehuda. And this ha'isa, this Nachshon, was megala mesiris nefesh, he jumped into the water and he was mekabel koach from his great-great-grandmother Tamar Eishes Yehuda, that was willing to be burned alive and not to publicly embarrass Yehuda. So this will of Tamar to be Mekayim the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even b'Mesiras Nefesh, was Mashpia on her grandson Nachshon, that he also can be Moser Nefesh and jump into the Yam HaSoer, he can jump to the stormy sea and be Mekayim the Ratzon HaBorei. And that's what it says in Tehillim, Haisa Yehuda L'Kadosh, the Haisa is that the Kedusha comes from the woman, from Tamar, and she gave this Kedusha to Nachshon, eventually he inherited it, that he should be Moser Nefesh. So based on this, we can explain that that's what it means, L'mi Zos Nir Shemes. Zos is a remes to Tamar and her Mesiris Nefesh, that she says Lemi Hachosemes or Lemi Apsilim, that she sent Yehuda the signet ring and the wicks, the Chosemes and the Psilim. So it's a remez to Tamar, who is Moser Nefesh. And this Zos, this Tamar, is now emblazoned, if we can use that word, on every Jewish body for all the generations, that we're all Moser Nefesh. Taka Bris Mila's Mesiris Nefesh. It's considered like a korban. Ki Alecha Ragnu Kol Hayom, it says in Chazal, that's Bris Mila. So this Zos, which talks about the Psilim and the Chosemes, which is what Tamar sent to Yehuda as a remis to Tamar, and in her Schus we should all have Mesiris Nefesh. It also says in this poem of Rabbi Yehuda Levi, when we bet in L'shim Chaim and Imolim, and from the stomach they are circumcised for your name. And many people ask on this, we only do the circumcision from the eighth day. So why does it say Mi Beten L'shim Chaim and Imolim? Why from the Beten? So we can answer that in Pesach Mitzrayim, all the Jewish people circumcised themselves in order that they should be able to make the Pesach. It says, Kol Arelo Yochal Bo Shmos Yud Beis Memches. But afterwards, when they went to the Midbar, they can no longer circumcise their sons, as it says in Yehoshua, Hey, hey, Ki Mulam Hayu Kol Am Ayotzim V'Chol Am Yilonim HaMidbar B'derech B'tzeis Mitzrayim. Lo Mola, when they left, they had a Bris Mila, but those in the Midbar, they didn't get a Bris Mila in Yavamis, it says. Why, Ayin Aleph on the base, did they not have a Bris Mila in the Midbar? So, some say because of Chul Shadorcha, because they were weak from the way, and others say because there was no northern wind blowing. And it says in the poskim that if you can't circumcise a baby after the eighth day, look in the Ramban Yoredei Rei Samach Beis Sif Aleph and the Ber HaGola there, that if it's impossible to circumcise the baby after the eighth day and you do it before, it's considered a Mila. So based on this, the Rebbe was Mechadish, possibly Efsher, that since the Jewish people know that when they're going out to the Midbar, they're not going to be able to circumcise their children until they come to Eretz Yisrael, it could be that they were makdim and they circumcised their children even before the eighth day. As in Meduik B'lashon HaKasuv, V'chol Am HaYilodim B'Midbar B'Derech B'Tzeis Mitzrayim Lo Malu, those who were born in the Midbar on the way to leave Mitzrayim didn't circumcise, mashma from here, that only those who were born in the Midbar, only those didn't circumcise, but those born in Mitzrayim, even though they were less than 8 days, were circumcised. Everybody in Mitzrayim was circumcised, mashma, even less than 8 days. And that's pshat in the poem, Omi Beten L'shim Chaim and Imolim, even from the stomach they're circumcised, that Leil Pesach Mitzrayim, even Mi Beten, not only from the eighth day, but even Mi Beten, they were circumcised. And that's maybe what it means in the Medrash Tanchuma, Yashan B'Shalach Yud Beis Amr Rav Levi L'Gozi Yamsuf L'Gzarim, because in Aramaic we call Mahulim Gzurim B'Schus HaMila Nikra Hayam, in other words B'Schus HaMila, that was done immediately on the Tinokos, they didn't have to wait, they knew that they weren't going to be able to do it later, the Yam was split. The seventh day of Pesach, it's a day that's mesugel for everybody who stumbled in the Yetzer, who was trapped in the net of the Yetzer, to save himself from all the nefilas and to go maila maila, like the Halakha Beis Yisrael told Mori V'Rabbi Shlita on Shvishel Pesach Fartugs very, very early in the morning. And this was after, during Chol HaMoed, the Rebbe had sent him to be mevarer about a certain yeshiva, a certain home, excuse me, where the Chomos HaKadusha, where the walls of holiness had been ruptured. And the Rebbe had nothing to do with this home, but it bothered him a lot. And that was the way of the Heilige Bais Yisrael, who worried about every neshama. And on Shvi Shel Pesach Lifnas Boker, he called Mori V'Rabbi Shlita in, and he said, "Nu, what happened?" And the Rebbe Shlita told him that one of the Hasidim said that now in Shvi Shel Pesach is not a good time to talk about these matters because it just shters the Simchas Yontif, it impedes the Simchas Yontif. And the Beis Yisrael said, "Adarabba, in dem tog, zeinen ali yidnarois flum blote. On this day, all the Jews can go out of the mud. And the Bais Yisrael was referring to a medrash in Shmos Rabbah Chav Dalet Aleph, Kevin Sheyardu L'Soich Hayom Hayom Olei Tit, when they went into the Yam, it was filled with mud. Shayad Ashav Lachman Amayim Vayibokam In Tit, Shenemar Derech Tav Yam Sosech Hachom Ramayim Rabim. So it started out being Tit, and the medrash explains that this Moshe Rabbeinu made the Yam into Tit, and from Tit he made it into a rock, and then the Jewish people were able to go from this muddy place into the dry place. So since that's what happened at the Yam, this is a time we can all take ourselves out of the mud, out of the spiritual mud. So we should be Zoche and Shvi Shel Pesach, and talk every day we read the Shiras Hayam, and that's Chus, we should be able to get out of our mud. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.